your view of the weather today?
Beautiful.
Did you feel it a little bit today, maybe? Maybe more so than other days?
Yes, absolutely. But it's camp. It's part of it. Put your head down and go to work. That's what we do.
What was it like going through your injury last year?
Yeah, it was hard. Anytime something you love is taken away from you, you know, the mental part was probably the hardest. You know, not being on a daily schedule, being in here, you know, grinding and sweating with the guys. Tried to make it as normal as possible, but it's still not the same when you're not on the field. So it was tough, but we got a great room, got great coaches on the training staff. I got to give a huge shout out to them because they're the reason I'm back here. Day in, day out, they worked with me. And just good to be back. So glad that's all in the past and ready to go.
Was it something where you were ever worried about your recovery? Or?
Of course, you have, you know, certain times and, man, I'd love to be able to do this or do that. And you just can't, but you got to keep pushing, keep moving. And then, like I said, I'm here right now. That's all that matters. So, but it was tough.
Perhaps easier that it happened right after this team had kind of demonstrated a commitment to you and that they had a vision for you because you know that you guys just hung out to dry.
Listen, it's a business. I've been in it long enough. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen, so you can't worry about that side of things. The only thing I could do is focus on my day-to-day activities of rehab and, you know, try and hit those marks. And like I said, I've done that, obviously, and I'm back here and I'm ready to go.
Well, you are ready to go. But how long does it typically take to get your football legs back under you, given that loss?
Yeah, I mean, you can run all the sprints you want. You can run all the routes you want, but there's nothing like being on that field. You know, the speed of the game, you know, teammates next to you, all that thing, you know, come into factor. And it feels great to be back out here. We've been out here a week. Calendar's kind of off the scale, though. But, like it takes a while, and I'm still not there. We're all not there, but we'll get there soon enough.
You say your game is growing in any particular way, such as maybe being more of a receiving threat?
Yeah, I mean, the way this things are kind of working out right now, you know, a tight end has to do both of those. Labeled as a blocking tight end, but whether it's short, intermediate routes, you know, I got to be able to do that. I can't just be on the field just to block. So camp is kind of been that way with, you know, guys, you know, not practicing here and there. So it's cliche, but it's next man up. And whether if I'm running routes or whoever is blocking, it's what we got to do. We're tight ends, and you got to play both facets of the game.
Is the label you mentioned fair?
Probably go on NFL.com and look at his stats. That'll probably tell you.
But you haven't always been with a quarterback who seems to love to throw to blockers as much as this one.
Yeah,
we've seen fullbacks with 3 touchdown games.
There's no discrimination here, so it's fun playing with Drew. Really, all the quarterbacks. It's been a fun camp so far. The ball's going to everyone, like I said. So we got to be ready at all times, and just glad to be back.
Has that inspired you to really grow the part of your receiving game, or were you always the same in regards to that?
Yeah, I mean, everyone wants to score a touchdown. Everyone wants to be on ESPN. This and that, but at the same time, know your role.
Yeah.
But at the same time, grow in the ones you're not as big in. And camp gives you the opportunity to do so. So I'll do just that. Good to see you guys.